that's it in a nutshell. I think what a lot of this stuff about genetics and identifying of common low penetrance variants has shown us is that we actually need to change a little bit the way we think about prevention. You know, disease prevention programs for adults under the NHS very much thought of as these population-based programs. They're not population-based, and more targeted, personalized prevention is entirely feasible and may well improve efficiency. Of course, we would have a long way to go before we introduce something like this. There's major issues around acceptability, very, very complex issues of understanding risk and benefit. Not everybody wants to try and understand these risks and benefits, but other people do. And there's no reason, you know, not to offer people a choice. And, of course, it's not just the people being offered the screening that need to understand the risks and benefits, but the policymakers and professionals and so on. And ultimately, program design, your screening program is a little bit more complex because you need to include other information. But it seems to me in modern computer programming automate this possible, although what we know about computers in the NHS, maybe it's a pipe dream. And there's one other key limitation. It sort of drives the need to understand the interface between risk and benefit of it intervention. And in fact, the previous talks talking about prognosis, I mean, prognosis is just a risk, and actually identifying these different levels of risk, driving research into trying to understand the interface between intervention. Here we're talking about drug or surgery or radiotherapy and disease or recurrence risk. Here we're talking about an intervention and future disease risk, but the principles are fundamentally the same.